This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden's people are throwing Hail Marys. They did a private event at some guy's house, and it was like 30 former Obama supporters, Obama administration people, and they threw an event, they threw a fundraiser for Biden, and they said, while other people are shifting their loyalties, if you will, to candidates like Buttigieg and Warren and others, we want to show solidarity for crazy, creepy Joe. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It's a Hail Mary. Joe Biden's toast, I've told you, he is not going to get the thing. In fact, right now, the person surging the most from a media perspective, I'm not saying the Democrats necessarily want him, but the person surging the most is Buttigieg. Yeah, Pete Buttigieg. And I played a clip, I told you guys, Buttigieg is not going to appeal to black folks. It's not going to happen. Old school black people still exist. They have their prejudices. And their prejudices, they don't want no chump, I'm going to clean it up a little bit, to be president. They don't want a dude who's in touch with his feminine side to be president. And Clyburn said it. I talked about it. I said, if it weren't for the fact that the Democrats can't call old black people homophobic, they would be pilloried. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Here's a clip they asked Buttigieg. By the way, we got a ton to talk about before I get into that. So I saw this thing. It said, environmental prosecutions dropped to the lowest rate in 20 years. In other words, the Trump administration is not suing people for this silliness around global climate change and all this and making money on things like that. They're letting companies do what they need to do to be productive in this economy with good, you know, governance over the environment. Good governance. Anyway, what else we got? Oh, the other thing that people asked me about, this Nats players that came to the White House. And the catcher Suzuki, who put on the MAGA hat, and then Trump hugged him and grabbed him by his breast. I love that. I just absolutely love that. He grabbed him by his chest and said, "You are so special." And then one of the other guys said, "Thank you for keeping us safe and all that." Way to go, Nats. Talked about the UFC and Donald Trump walking into that venue with thousands of people to cheers, and the audience, the media goes, "Oh, he was booed." Yeah, if that's booing, then you can boo me. Boo me, boo. Come on, boo. Boo me. What else we got? Oh, we're out of the Paris Climate Accords. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Donald Trump has made it official. You will not be getting the United States taxpayers' money over your nonsense. That falls in line with that whole EPA thing and the lack of lawsuits. Good. Stop suing people. Oh, you know what? Your air was a little dirtier than we thought. Your air was dirtier than the legislation we passed that nobody can achieve, so we're going to have to sue you for that. I remember, there's all these, I forget this thing, but there's like some environmental little peccadillos in legislation that essentially we're paying for stuff like the production of algae when we don't even produce it. It's a crazy thing. I forget what it is. We have to do research on that. But I just remembered that when I was thinking about this EPA stuff. Yeah, I know I'm rambling a bit. Mark Cuban wants the U.S. to regulate the news networks. He says to regulate transparency in news networks, they need to make sure it's fact-checked and that opinion is clearly labeled opinion. And I agree with him. He says any politician that says they will push for a law that says no TV or streaming network can brand, market, or name themselves a news network unless the 6 most viewed hours of every night is 80% fact-checked and opinion is clearly labeled as opinion only gets my vote. Well, that's all it takes, huh, Mark? Then let me tell you, Don't watch any of the news that you currently watch because none of it fits that bill. But I agree with him on that. News only. Give us the news. Don't give me your nonsense. Anyway, that's some of the other stuff that I wanted to talk about. Oh, No Safe Spaces. It's a documentary by Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. It didn't do as well as Bleeding Blue, but they did a much better job of pre-announcing and all that other stuff. We're going to do a better job on that ourselves when we do our next movie, which is called MAGA the Movie. Anyway, I want to do one more quick shout-out before we get into the meat of the show. If you want to be a part of what we do, you want to get in the game, you've got a talent, and you're willing to use that talent to help us, your IT, your marketing and PR, your social media influencer, or you know that type of stuff, please contact us. I cannot tell you how much more effective my team would be if we had professionals doing some of these things that we just brute force. For us, you know, everything's a nail and we are hammers. And you can get away with, you can be so productive at a point, up to a point, but you really got to bring in professionals. Operationally, if we ran the way I've set companies up to run, large companies, because, you know, they've got the infrastructure, we would be unstoppable. And I mean that. We would change politics forever in this country. So if you want to get a hold of us, kjradio.com or 844-551-8255. And if you contact us, tell us what it is you are expert at. I am an expert in this. Kevin, I can donate or dedicate 2 hours a day or a week or whatever to this cause. Let us know. We'd love to bring you on board and have you work with us. And in some cases, you know, we can pay, or we will be moving towards pay. So help us out. And also, we're going to bring in interns. I want some of these youngsters to learn this process from the ground up so we can start building warriors. Anyway, how are you guys feeling about this economy? I mean, are you feeling it? When I say, are you feeling about it, that's one thing. That's cerebral. Is it impacting you? And to what degree? Have you gotten a raise? Have you gotten a bonus? Have you watched your 401k? I mean, that's, you know, that goes and comes. That rises and falls based on a lot of different factors. But are you feeling it? Are people around you feeling it? Are you sensing what they're going through? Are you taking more vacations? Are you eating out more? Are you doing things that you didn't do before during the Obama era? Because I'm going to tell you, most of the people I know, the answer is yes, 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 and yes, yes, yes. Portfolios, how everything better. Not good news for the Democrats. People's retirement funds are soaring, and so are their prospects for re-electing Donald Trump. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
People generally won't make a change in the president when the economy is going the way that it's going. I don't anticipate a change for the president. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I won't tie his fortunes to the stock market, which, by the way, had a record, is at a record high, 27,000 and change. And I've said many times, I don't know what I predicted a while back, but I think I said, don't be surprised if the stock market's over 28,000 at election time. Don't be surprised at all. All these market indices are growing. The Fed cut the interest rate, which really helped Donald Trump because, he hasn't gotten any quantitative easing. In fact, it was quite the opposite. Donald Trump was being charged money in order to run this economy. You want to talk about a showpiece in affirmative action president with baby black Jesus to a guy that knows what he's doing and influences the Fed and other people to work with him with this economy, because we're not manipulating. He's like, look, we're growing. But we don't need to be tied down in high interest rates and things like this. And they artificially did stuff to keep Obama propped up, because you can't spend $10 trillion and it not impact your economy negatively. $10 trillion printed fake dollars that is not backed by anything except the hard work of the American people. Housing. I'm in the process of rehabbing my house in St. Louis and trying to get it sold. And so I went there, and there were comps anywhere from $44 a square foot to $171 per square foot in the city of St. Louis. Now, the $44 per square foot are teardowns. These are crack houses, former crack houses. In my neighborhood, the comps were $99 to $171. That's where you got into that strata. Across the street, my neighbors sold their houses for around $120 per. Just to put it in perspective, in order for me to make money on my house, I need to sell it for roughly 85 cents per square foot. They're telling me, Kev, you're going to get $120 a square foot, maybe more. That's what they're saying. In St. Louis, one of the most dangerous cities on the planet, and I go there, there are little, you know, scaffold things on at least five houses. They just repaved the street in front of my house. It looks beautiful. It's a beautiful blacktop. And my neighborhood, it looks good. It's flourishing. I was shocked, you know, because I'm going back and forth. And I honestly believe I'm going to get $120 a square foot for this house in a dangerous city. So even, I mean, I don't know what this would be doing if it were Obama. Seriously, I think I'd be upside down. But I'll probably get out of this thing with more than just the skin of my teeth. And that, this is happening all over the country. All these indicators are good. They tell you, oh, it only created 123,000 jobs. Oh, we were wrong. It was 187,000. It isn't like 123,000 and it's 127,000. It'll be 180,000. It'll be 50,000 more than they predicted. The doom and gloom. They said the trade deal with China could be signed this month, and that's what they believe sort of propped up the market. I think the trade deal might help because it'll give a level of stability. But here's what will help: Donald Trump sticking true to saying to China and any other country, you're no longer going to take advantage of the United States. And you may not remember this, but I told you guys a while back, I said the economy is going to roar in 2020. And here's why I said it. I said Donald Trump has already negotiated trade deals with Canada and Mexico. Now, they won't sign the USMCA. Pelosi doesn't want it in there because she knows it will help the economy. Well, he's got deals with South Korea and Japan. Those are kicking in. So you got all this stuff kicking in. But the with these new trade deals in our favor, billions of dollars. And you had a manufacturing queue that wasn't loaded, and now it's loaded. We're talking about stuff that was happening 3 years ago. Trump started working on this 3 years ago. So now U.S. manufacturers are responding to this, but there's always a delay in the cycle. And so you can say, okay, we were getting screwed by $20 billion in South Korea. Not going to happen anymore. South Korea, we're going to lop $10 billion off that. You're going to take $10 billion of our product. Manufacturing companies go, holy crap, we just got a rush of orders. Well, the delay, you know, the time for a manufacturer to manufacture a product, get it through quality control, get it shipped out and on dock at the customer can be, I mean, minimally, I know Amazon's pretty fast with the shipping, but to make the product, it might take you, you know, a week or so, and then to ship the product may take you another week or so, whatever. So, best case scenario, you're talking a couple of weeks, and that's on menial products. But on aircraft engines and, you know, things that take some time, your manufacturing cycle might be 12, 14 weeks, 20 weeks, some longer. So by the time those orders come, you got to start filling, right? What I'm telling you guys right now is we're filling those up. We're backfilling. We're all of our manufacturing plants are just They're just running, trying to catch up. And here's the good news and the bad news. The good news is they aren't going to catch up for a year. And then, so let's say they catch up, right? And they fill the manufacturing queue. And then suddenly they were running at 80% and now they're running at 97% consistently. So profits go up and on, and they need to hire more people and on and on. And the cycle continues. And that's exactly where we find ourselves right now. That's how we find ourselves. So don't feel, when I tell you don't worry about the economy, don't worry about the economy. Even if somebody wanted to manipulate it and drive the stock market down in 2020 or whatever, they're going to have a very difficult time doing it because our GDP is going to rise. It's going to stay at that level, that well above what Obama said it could reach. They predicted this last quarter, which is usually the worst quarter, 1.6. It was at 2%. It was where Obama said was our max, and that's now our min. So that's happening right now. Don't worry. Just keep doing what you're doing. Let me tell you what you're headed into. You're headed into, yet again, another holiday shopping season that will be bigger than the one before it. Guess what, folks? This will be 4 years in a row. And here's what's interesting. They're already predicting it. It's already being predicted. Nobody has spent a dime in the, quote, holiday season, and they're already predicting it will be bigger than last year's. You want to know why? Because that is the true economic outlook. So, again, I give you a dose of common sense when you start looking at stuff. People don't want to change, particularly when things are going as well as they are. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Transcripts are being released of veteran diplomat William Taylor's deposition in the House impeachment inquiry against President Trump. In his opening statement to investigators, Taylor says he became increasingly alarmed about efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate Democrats. The Senate Aging Committee is looking into scams targeting veterans and how the VA may be able to protect them. Speaking at the Capitol, Democrat Bob Casey of Pennsylvania says he wants to see more effort from the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Now, if the VA comes back to us and says, you, the Congress, need to give us more authority, then we should work on that. They say, you, the Congress, needs to give us more appropriations. We'll work on that.
Authorities have taken a suspect into custody in connection with the murders of 9 U.S. citizens in northern Mexico. The victims all had dual U.S.-Mexican citizenship. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In early 2014, Weissman was put in charge of Ukraine policy. On April the 16th, he met with Burisma board member Devin Archer at the White House. And 2 days later, after that, his son Hunter joined the company. 3 days after that, Biden went to Ukraine and pushed for more gas production. And over the next 2 years, while Hunter was on Burisma's board, his father, who boasted on camera about controlling U.S. aid, oversaw billions of dollars that went to Ukraine, including to Ukraine's gas industry.
Try to imagine if the Trumps did that. That you did all that. That was Steve Hilton on Fox, describing what the Bidens did, what Biden did. And I want to recap. April 16th, Biden meets with Devin Archer, the head honcho of Burisma. 2 days later, Hunter joins the company. 3 days later, Biden is on a plane going to Ukraine pushing for more gas production. But no, there's no smoking gun there for the Democrats because it's Joe Biden. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I mean, look, Democrats, I don't know what you're trying to pull. I don't know what you think you can do. This is so amazingly, blatantly stupid. It's just stupid. I don't know how you can describe it any other way. And they wonder why 27% of Democrats are not going to stick with the party. I talked about that earlier in the broadcast, but let me tell you what it means. Let me tell you what is going to happen in the next election. Donald Trump and the Republicans are going to get 25% of the existing Democrat vote, a majority of which, a lot of it, certainly enough significance to where they can no longer count on the black vote, but a lot of that vote is going to be the black vote, and it's going to be because of projects that teams like mine are doing. That's what I can tell you is happening. You heard it here on the Kevin Jackson Show. April 16th, Biden meets with Burisma. 2 days later, miraculously, Biden, the younger Hunter, joins the company. I know. Joe couldn't have been helping his son. I know for a fact. Couldn't have been. It was just serendipity. And then, 3 days after that, Joe Biden goes to Ukraine to actually do work on behalf of the industry that he's got his son the job in and whom he just met with, at the company where he just met. I know, very much coincidence, has nothing to do. No, how could you possibly draw a conclusion or even say, Kevin, there is enough little breadcrumbs leading to the idea of corruption here? And then how dare the sitting president of America question this former Creepy Joe vice president. How dare he? It's amazing, boy. So, here's a little bit more information about this Biden corruption. Hunter Biden and his Ukrainian gas firm colleagues had multiple contacts with Obama's State Department during the 2016 election cycle, including 1 month before Joe Biden forced Ukraine to fire the prosecutor that was investigating his son's company for corruption. This is what memos that have been released now show. During that February 2016 contact, a U.S. representative for Burisma Holdings sought a meeting with Undersecretary of State Catherine Novelli to discuss ending the corruption allegations against the Ukrainian firm where Hunter Biden worked as a board member. These were from the Freedom of Information Act, all this that I'm telling you right now. 3 weeks before Burisma's overture to the state, Ukrainian authorities raided the home of the oligarch who owned the gas firm and employed Hunter Biden, a signal the long-running corruption probe was escalating in the middle of the U.S. presidential elections. Hunter Biden's name was specifically invoked by a Burisma representative as a reason the State Department should help, according to a series of email exchanges among U.S. Officials trying to arrange the meeting. The subject line for the email exchanges read simply, Burisma. Folks, crooked to their rotten cores, these Democrats. Per our conversation, Karen Tramontano of Blue Star Strategies requested a meeting to discuss with U.S. Novelli, that's Undersecretary Novelli, USG remarks alleging Burisma of corruption. That was a February 24th email. She noted the two high-profile U.S. citizens are affiliated with the company, including Hunter Biden as a board member. They knew this. This was Biden taking the power that he believed he possessed because he had tacit permission from Barack Obama to do what he needed to do. What Barack Obama was, he'll never admit this, and I don't know if we can ever prove it, but I can tell you the conversation. Barack was like, well, Joe, look here, Hunter's a crackhead, and I understand he's a problem for the family. So you do what you need to do, get him set up. And, you got the backing of the federal government. Do what you need to do. But look, don't get me in any pickles. Don't get me in any pickles. And Biden's, I'll take care of it, Mr. President. Barack Obama said, look, I get it. Your kid's a failure. He's a crackhead. He's never going to amount to anything unless you help him. And you're going to have to help him in a big way. So, here, take this $1 billion and go extort Ukraine. Have him shut down the investigation into your crackhead son and how he would get such a job. We did it with Jesse Smollett, Juicy Smollett. Does anything surprise? It cannot be a surprise for you to learn that these people are corrupt. So anyway, they said at the time, Novelli was the most senior official overseeing international energy issues for the state. The undersecretary position, of which there are several, is the third highest-ranking job at state behind the secretary and deputy secretary. Tramontano was a lawyer working for Blue Star Strategies, a Washington firm that was hired by Burisma to help end a long-running corruption investigation against the gas firm in Ukraine. Look, you don't have to be a rocket scientist here to understand all that's going on. This is pay-for-play, and Biden went to Barack Obama and said, hey, look, man, everybody's getting their pound of flesh, but I'm getting nothing. And I don't want to do it for myself, but if I can do it for my kid, indirectly, I'll benefit. And you can bet if Biden's kid bought a big fancy house that Joe could use or had a private plane, Joe was taking advantage of it. I will bet you he's a manifest on many private chain planes involving Burisma and others. And all you got to do is go find this stuff. It isn't like this is going to be difficult to track down. They were so blatant, the Democrats, during this era, they didn't even bother to cover their tracks. It'll be easy to find. So we know that Biden's guilty. And what are they doing? It's Trump, man. It's Donald Trump. But according to Greg Jarrett, he says this Eric Saramella was mentioned in the Mueller report. He's going to be implicated in the IG FISA report. in the FISA report. This, so here's Adam. I love this. I love this. They've got Vindman, whatever his name is, Lieutenant Colonel Piker. They've got the whistleblower, Sarah Mella, and they're putting all their eggs in their basket. Oh, these are great people. These are salt of the earth, man. And, you know, just making it appear as though these people are just so wonderful, right? And then you're going to find out how crooked they were, how they were part of the deep state. They were operatives like Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and Andy McCabe and Jim Comey, all of them. Just as corrupt as can be to their rotten cores. And Donald Trump's going to say, oh, you think he's a great guy? He's your whistleblower? Let me drop some Jesus on you. Boom! Boy, what a time to be involved in American politics. He says, he might need a defense lawyer. This is what Greg Jarrett said from Fox. He says, the reported direct relationship with James Brennan, the Democratic National Committee operative who dug up dirt on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election, and Susan Rice, makes them a likely candidate to be at the very least called as a witness in the cases that they are likely to start following the FISA report. In addition, his area of expertise is reportedly Russia and Ukraine, two of the reported locations where the information used in the anti-Trump Russian dossier was gathered. The name that Real Clear Investigations revealed is also listed as a source in one of Robert Mueller's footnotes, in his report. I'm thinking footprints, because I'm thinking he left some footprints. He said, this means that with the Democrats starting the impeachment inquiry, the whistleblower may be a witness or a defendant in a separate case where real evidence has been produced of criminal wrongdoing. In this case, their feelings, opinions, and rumors that they heard will not be important. The facts and potentially illegal actions that took place to start this witch hunt against President Trump will be the concrete evidence that the Democrats and the media will be unable to spin politically. It's about to get ugly. When the SEALs are getting ready to get deployed, they say there's a statement. We're going ugly, or we're going dirty. And this is what's about to happen with the Democrats, because Trump's about to go ugly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
We got a lot of stuff to catch up on, boy. I don't know if we'll ever catch up. It was funny. I was looking at the notes you guys sent me the other day. There were probably, what, 8 stories deleted? They get old. They're not really old, but you can't talk about them anymore because they're kind of out of context. But it's amazing stuff we need to talk about. We just can't get to it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Talked the other day about these Burger King veggie burgers that taste like beef. And, it tastes just like the Whopper. And I go, and I asked the question at the time, well, why do you want a veggie burger that tastes like Whoppers? Why can't vegetables stand on their own? Does anybody ever ask for a delicious broccoli and asparagus burger? No. They've never asked for that. So what these guys have done is they faked it. They said, oh, we're going to make you believe you're eating a burger, you carnivores, but you're really eating vegetables. So they season it all up and they process it in such a way, probably takes five times the energy of a regular to get a regular burger on the grill, right? But they process it and they say it tastes just like a regular burger. And I said, yeah, just like gay marriage is supposed to be just like heterosexual marriage, like marriage, right? Because there's no such thing as gay marriage. And then I see this thing, and my friends that listen to the program, some of us talked about this. I said, I see this picture of Pharrell, you know, the guy that says, let's get happy, hop along, if you feel like a room without a roof, cause I'm happy, that dude that made that song, and a host of other songs. Prolific singer-songwriter, was on The Voice and a host of other things. Very much a lefty. Quite frankly, a metrosexual, is he? Unless he's bisexual. Because he's strangely sexual, whatever that is. Okay, he's strangely sexual. Not like me. I'm a total heterosexual. Member of the not gay man-woman movement. Anyway, they show him on the cover of a magazine or something. And it's titled, I'm not lying, it's titled The New Masculinity. And it's got him in this thing that looks like a flower dress. It looks like it's Victorian. I mean, it is something that the Queen would have worn back in the 1700s. Queen of England. Queen of England. She would have worn this. Yes. So anyway, he's got it's fluffy at the bottom, it's floral, it's yellow and orangey and all kinds of stuff, right? And it's tight, and it's got Pharrell, who looks magnificently asexual, and it says, the title is, The New Masculinity. So I was talking to some brothers about it, and they were like, the new masculinity? What are you talking? And then this one brother said, man, that's a blatant attempt to emasculate black men. I said, it's exactly what it is. Black men are, especially black leftists, not black men conservatives. We epitomize men. All that is good about man, we epitomize. But anyway, so they want you to believe that Pharrell, in this big, audacious gown, is a man. He's the new masculinity. Then one of the brothers I was talking to, he says, when I say brothers, I'm talking about black folk. So one of the brothers goes, yeah, man, he goes, Terry Crews is a good example. He goes, Terry Crews is walking around wearing women's clothes and, you know, supposedly... He goes, he is an embarrassment to me as a black man. But you know, if you don't know who Terry Crews is, Terry Crews is the big black dude that does the chest pop, and he's on lots of stuff, and he's now the host of America's Got Talent. Big black dude. This is the dude who said he was with his wife at a Hollywood event, and a Jewish guy, a small little Jewish man who was a big wig in Hollywood, came up to him, grabbed him by his genitalia, in front of his wife, and came on to him, and he said, Terry Crews said, I was sexually assaulted in front of my wife. And I remember thinking to myself, said no man ever, not a real man. Look, let me put it to you this way. If I'm with my girl and you're going to try to rape me, you better kill me. You won't hear me utter those words because I will be dead. You get what I'm saying? So, Crews goes on to say, he was at this party with his wife, and this Jewish man came up and was like, hey, Terry, and comes up to him and he goes, and my wife looked at me, and I went back, I was like, hey, hey! And he goes, if it hadn't been for his, what he could do for my career, it would have been a different story. In other words, he'd have beat the crap out of him if he didn't realize how it was going to look in the trades. That he beat the man up because he grabbed him by his crotch, so the LGBT community would be mad. And then he beat him up, it would mean he's an angry black man. And then, let me just net it out for you. It meant that Terry Crews would not be able to get a career. That's what Terry Crews' problem was, is it would ruin his career if he beat this dude up. So my point is, he's a sellout. But all of this to go back to the vegan stuff, right? in this veggie burger and this new masculinity, because, see, the vegan burger is a burger. You don't need beef anymore. Well, guess what, men? You don't need beef anymore to be masculine. Pardon the pun, but you can be masculine and be feminine. It's okay. You can wear dresses. You can wear makeup. You can be assaulted sexually in front of your wife, and it's okay. It's still a burger. And I use that burger as a metaphor, and I probably will for quite some time, because I for the life of me, I don't understand why you make a veggie burger and you say, don't enjoy the deliciousness of the vegetables. I'm going to try to fake you out into believing that the meat, that the vegetables are meat. The same way I'm going to fake you out that to believe that you can be a punk man and be a real man. That's what I'm going to do. And it bugs me. Because, see, it's innocuous. I know. Kevin, you make a lot of... You're obsessed with this veggie burger. No, I'm not. I don't really care. I'm obsessed with what it represents, because I do know the bigger picture. And I do understand how things work in the world of leftism. How it's, they sneak it in. And I know you people are out there going, Kevin, you're crazy. This is one of your things. No, it's not. At some point, you'll see the seriousness of it, and you'll see it in something else. It'll be something else. It'll be something where you go, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense about why you're doing this to men. Why are you trying to make people feel this way about guns? Why are you trying to put this thing about the Electoral College with kids when that's not really the case? Like, there's a question about the Electoral College for little 6-7 year old kids. They just sneaked it in. And it's a leftist playing the long game, saying in 15 years, by the time this kid votes, they won't care about the Electoral College. By the time this kid votes, they won't want meat. They will eat vegetables, and we will tell them that it's good for them and that they don't need any more meat. So who needs protein? Well, men do. If you want to keep a testosterone level up, they will be giving them soy milk, which essentially raises your estrogen level. And I could go on, and all these things that are supposed to be good for you. You'll find out gluten is, you know, does something to make men stronger and more virile. And they want it out. You'll figure it out. I don't know what it's going to be. I'm just telling you. But there was somebody. Her name is Tammy Jonas, longtime vegetarian. She lived in Victoria, Australia. Had a surprising but undeniable craving for a hamburger while pregnant with her third child. Just one prime patty after many meat-free years, and she didn't go for the Burger King veggie burger. The 49-year-old stopped eating meat when she was 19 after reading Australian philosopher Pete Singer's book, Animal Liberation, published in 1975. She maintained her V-card successfully through two pregnancies, but while carrying her third child, she became dangerously anemic. After the iron supplements failed, she pondered if protein would be the best way to get healthy for her and her baby. I was at work one day and just thought a burger would fix this. Over time, the reluctant meat eater gradually worked her way back into an omnivorous lifestyle, which means she can eat anything she wants, and now she eats meat. And guess what? She's healthy, and so is her child. A vegan that has returned to the burger. Kind of like a lesbian who has returned to dating men. Both of them want meat. Sorry. Do you get what I'm saying? So, they don't tell you the dangers of being a vegetarian or whatever you want to call yourself, a vegan. They don't tell you that. Oh, it's okay. You can take supplements. No, it is the nature of man to eat meat. And it is the nature of a burger to be a burger.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.